Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Yutess. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Amud, where the line begins, Man Tana Lahadetana Rabbanon. Let's remember for a moment, we're in the middle of a sugya. What was the shaila that we had yesterday in the Gemara? You have a Nazir who became Tomei, and now wants to start his Naziris Tahara once again. When does he begin his Naziris Tahara? We had a four-way machloikis in the Gemara yesterday between four Tanoim. What was the machloikis? Because when a Nozi becomes Tamei, Kuli Alma Moida, Shlishi, he has to have Azor Shlishi from Paraduma. Shvi, he has to have another Hazor. In addition to that, he has to travel in the mikveh. He has to wait for Herav Shemesh. Alles is empty. On day number seven, when he's getting his hazor and his tefillah, he also has to have tiglachas, has to remove the hair. On day number eight, he has to bring his three kabanos, the two oifis, chatzis oif, oilis oif, and the karbon oshem. Okay, this we all know. However, because of the fact that this nozir has now lost out as a result of his becoming tamei, and the Torah tells us, "Vayyamar Rishonim Yiplo." He's got to start all over again from day number one. When does he start all over again? So four-way machlokes. One man, the Yama, said you start from day number seven on the seventh day after the Tiglachas, after the Hazor, after the Tefillah B'Mikvah. Boom! He starts counting again his Naziris Tahara, and that will be day number one. Second man, the Yama, said, no. You have to wait until day number eight, the day of bringing the Karbonos. Even if he didn't bring any carbon on that day you start the Naziris Tahara. And then we have the Rabbanan, who said, no. You have to bring the Chatos Oif. After the Chatos Oif, even though he didn't bring yet his Oilas Oif, and even though he didn't bring yet the carbon Asham, you start Naziris Tahara. And then we finally had Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yochum ben Broike that said, no, that just like you have to have the Karm Chatzas Oif, you also have to have the Osham. Those two are Ma'akev and don't allow you to start again recounting the Naziris Tahara days, but the Oilas Oif is not Ma'akev. Those were the four Shittas we had yesterday in the Gemara. About the final two Shittos, the Gemara asked, what's the Mokar? How do you know it's the Chatos? And you don't need the Asham. How do you know that you need the Chatos of the Asham according to Rabbi Shmuel? Benoi Shlob Yoichem and Broik and not the Karban Oila. So the Gemara says, because it says in the Pasuk, the Kidash Roishoi Bayoi Mahu. First it talks about bringing the Kabbalahs, that the Osa Koyin Echa the Chatos Yechem the Oila. What's the definition of Bayoy Mahu? So we said already yesterday, the Parshib Shap Bayoy Mahu means on that day. However, one man the Yama said, no. The words Bayoy Mahu is totally Ibrik. Ibrik means that they are superfluous. It should just say the Kiddush Roishoy. V'shteitzach Bayoy Mahu. So Bayoy Mahu tells us it's the day before. So what does the other man the Yama do with Bayoy Mahu to tell you that the Yoim is Machaper? Ken itzuma shel yoim of the Yom Kippur, even without bringing the kabbonis, you start over the Naziris Tahara. But what were the other two mandiyamim? So the Rabbanan said that the who comes to tell you that the chatos is enough. You don't need to bring the asham. Rabbi Shmuel, the noi shel b'yoichem membroik, says no. B'kidesh yoshem b'yem ahu, that you have to bring the chatos and the asham, but you don't have to bring the oila. So you were asked, Rabbanim, like you, why don't you have to have the Hahu to exclude the Oila? So said the Rabbanim, no, because that's a Doiroin Ba'alma. You can always bring an Oila Sa'oif. Carbon Oila is an Adava. You can, anytime you can bring it. Said Rabbi Shmuel, no. Over here it's not a Nadav, it's not a Doiroin. This is a Chiev, and therefore I would have thought that it's Ma'akev, Kamash Malon Ahu. You don't need to bring that Oila Sa'oif. It's not Ma'akev. You have to bring it, but it's not Ma'akev starting the new Naziris Tahar. So the key machloiket between Rabbi Shmuel and between the Rabbanan is this Oila Sa'oif a Doiroin, just a present, or is it part of the kapara of the three kabbonis that the Nozer Tomei has to bring? And that's going to be the key to understanding next Shmara. Frank the Marama Tanah Rabbanon, who's a Tanah of the following Braisom. Isha shenodra bin nazir, a married lady took upon herself a nader of naziris, and she started counting her naziris. V'nitma'a, and she became tamei. And now the husband hears about this whole thing. He says, what? You became a nazir and you tamei. Whoa, whoa, I didn't know anything about this. I'm so upset. And boom. And he was meifiyaka chifel abal, and the baal was meifedegans in naziris. Aha. So what happens at this point? Shteit on the braisa, meivia chatas oif, ve'ena meivia oilas oif. She only has to bring the chatas oif, not the oilas oif, or for that matter, she doesn't have to bring the carbon oshem. Just the chatas oif alone. Now, the question is, really the two questions. First of all, the Gemara wants to know, who's the tan of this braisa? And number two, maman of shach. If she still remains a nazira tameya, she should bring all the kabbalas. If you're telling me that the hafara helped to remove all of this, so why is she bringing any kabbalas? How do you got to split it down, not mamish down the middle, but one third of the kabbalas? Are the yod the nish? What's going on? So first thing, Mara answers the first question, Amr of Chizda, Rabbi Yishmael. It goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. What's the raya? It goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. I didn't see anything in this price that talks about Rabbi Yishmael. So it explains the toises. Because of the fact that it says that she brings the chata sa'oif and not the oila sa'oif. After all, if oila sa'oif is a doirin, if it's in the dova, like the chachamim said, so bring the oila sa'oif. Ma bekach, vos shatas there? What does it bother you to go and bring that oila sa'oif? Is the chasimen that that's part of the chiyuv package? And because she had her hafara, she doesn't have to bring her kabbanis, so don't bring the oila sa'oif. So then you say, so why does she bring the chata sa'oif? Zokta Toys is, because since we find elsewhere, where is that elsewhere? By a yoledes, that she brings the chata sa'oif al hasafik, and she has to bring that chata sa'oif al hasafik, because if she wouldn't, then the Yoledes would never be able to get her full degree of Tahara, because that's one of the Mechasure Kapara. So you're wondering, what do you mean Yoledes Chatzis Oif Ala Sofek? What happens if she was Mapil, and we're not sure whether she was Mapil, a Vlad, or whether it was just a Ruach, or just a large bloody emission, but it really wasn't a Vlad? You have a Sofek over here. Then she has to go and bring the Chatzis Oif Ala Sofek, because without it, she would never be able to eat any more kabbalas. So you say, okay, so she won't eat kabbalas. Abavos is made Erev Korban Pesach, she has to be able to eat. It's a chiyuv for every Yidin Klal Yisrael, every Yidna. So therefore, the halach is b'chatzis oif, you can bring ala sofik. Ah, one tinch you can bring chatzis oif ala sofik, so it has a kula in it. That's why he says this price, even though she's not mechuyev to bring any of the kabbanis mi'ikar didina, as we'll see in another moment, but the chatas oif she should bring. Aye, why don't she bring the oilas oif if it's a doirin? It's a simon, it's not a doirin. That's like Rabbi Shmuel said yesterday, that's why I have to have the kiddush roish b'yayimahu, to exclude the oilas oif, because it's a chiyuv, it's not a doirin, therefore don't bring it. Mm. Yes, Rabbi Kohn. Okay, first of all, Rabbi Kohn. Okay, so then two answers to your question. First of all, could talk about that she took upon herself Naziris when she wasn't a Nida. Right. A woman is not Nida at all times, only certain periods of time.
She has a limited time amount that she could be.
Okay, so that's Teres number one. Number two, even if she is a Nida, the din of the Tumah that is so ser the days, a Yomishom Yiplu, is only Tumas Mes. Why? Because it's in the Pasuk, V'chi Yomus Mes, all of the Pesah Pisaim, if Chas Hashem, someone dies suddenly, without, it was a total oinus, but the person becomes tummy nevertheless. But that doesn't affect Tumas Vela, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Nida, Tumas Zova, Tumas Yeledes, only Tumas Mes. That's the only term. Yeah.
Isn't Hafora, we learned in a Megas guy.
That's Gemara's Kasha, and that's the next line. Yeah. Next line. Yes. Next line.
What's the proof? We're saying that the Chakas Ha'ov can be brought out of something. It's an extraordinary kula because
it's really
touch it. So to say, because of that, we're now going to allow her to bring a chatas ha'ov.
Okay.
Not al safek, but through some sort of a backdoor mechanism.
Yeah.
And therefore, since she can bring it, through this extraordinary
okay.
extension.
Good. Okay, let's.
That makes it all adore, or just the opposite.
Barry, I hear you loud and clear. Let's learn the next year, because tomorrow we're going to see the toys inside, and hopefully
but
everything will be fantastic.
It's a suffix.
It's not a suffix at all.
It's an extension of the
suffix. Okay, the boy's.
When was she mafresh?
What suffix?
She was mafresh in Kabanis when she was still a Nazira Tameya before her husband went and
so other, if not, then obviously there's no Shiloh, so it's only because she was Mafresh.
That's the way Toysis learned. If you look at the Toysis, the Nitma, which is the second Toysis from the top, the Frishishte Toyrim, Echo the Oil of the Echo the Chatas, and Asham Behema, Lahavi Kabaris Nazir Tameh, the Akacheva Labala, the Nimsa Shaned the Nekala Mafreya, like the Gemara is going to say in a moment, Ukiil Lehoysa Nazira Klal, she's not a Nazir at all, Mevia Chatas Oif, the Aina Mevia Oilus Oif, and she doesn't bring the Asham, can Mefarish Viozl, like the Gemara explained. So,
let's learn it.
It's good. So let's talk and see the Gemara, and then we'll get back to all the kashas. Frank Gemara, Maika Sava, what does this Tana hold? Now that we know that the Tana Bishmol Benoy Shabrechem Abreika, what does he hold? Eika Sava Bal Neker Okar. If you're going to tell me that the Baal, as a result of his Hafara, he's Oiken the Neder Naziris Meikara, so therefore she's not Mechuyev in anything. Chatzos Oif Nami Loilais. He said, don't bring a Chatzos Oif. What's going on? The Elamaikas of a Baal Megas guy is going to tell me that the Baal only cuts it. Since she already started her Naziris Bitumma, so she should have to finish it and bring all of her Kabbalahs. So the Frey Timora, and parenthetically, the Asham Behema, Nami Laisi, she should have to bring the entire set and not just the Chatazoi Min Manavshach. This man Yama holds Einachanami that the Baal is Oikil Mafreya, therefore she's not responsible to bring any carbonis me'ikah the dina.
Even though in the daughter we didn't even have such a
thing. Yes, but he's entitled to argue, right?
Should have argued in the daughter.
I'm sorry, but don't be upset, Rabbi. I know you're all very concerned about that. This is the famous Reb Lozer Kapper that we have sprinkled throughout the Masechta. That the Nozer has to bring a carbon to the Kapper of a Chet. What chet did he do? Is the chafayin a yid? Can them in naziris? Elish etzir asim in ayayin. That's the chet. You have no business to go and refrain from enjoying the brachos of a kodesh baruch hu. If he gives you yayin, drink it. Don't go and ask yourself. And therefore, the kavachoyim umazeh shalaytir asim elam in ayayin nikra choyte. If the Torah calls him yasher chato ala nofesh, is a mitzvah asim called over alachas kam v'kama. A person who takes upon himself stam tanesim is even worse, because he's refraining from everything, not just from yayin. Oh, so that's why she has to go and bring the chatzis, oh, because it blows at her copper. Great Gemara, I don't understand this whole drasha. This v'chiper olamei hashechot al anofish zomamoychelzan. This is not talking about a regular nozir. This is talking about a nozir that became tamei. The pasuk says v'osa koyin echad lechatas v'yechad li'oyle v'chiper olamei hashechot al anofish v'kiddush es roish v'yoyim ahu. And he starts all over again. So the chet over here was that he became tamei, even though it was an oynis. V'chiyomas leitzalav befesa bizon. But nevertheless, haltzach mechaltz hashikol chet. And therefore, what's Rabbi Elazar HaKapper's drasha? Baha benozir tamexiv. Banan. After the nozir toyer come right down, because Reb Lozer Kapper is saying that every nozir toyer is a choyte. Everything more, because Reb Lozer Kapper, nozir toyer, nami choytehu. Every nozir is a choyte, couldn't Reb Lozer Kapper. Hi, the time is chsiv, benozir tamei. Why did the Torah write these words? Me ashechota al hanofesh by a nozir tamei. Hoyel the shana b'chait, because he repeated his chait, meaning that he did two chatoy. Chait number one was that he took upon himself the zirus in the first place, and number two that he became tamei. But every nozir Torah happens to be a choyte, but the Torah only inserts it by the nozir tamei because he repeated his. Good. Now that we understand the reason for the chatas oif loy oil soif, let's get back to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshem ben Breika. Let's get back to Barry's kasha, and let's go to the next toisis. Om Rav Chizur Rishmuel he, the marbeli el mehahu, from the words the kidash es roish beyamahu, he was marbe that afal pi shaloi hevi oilosai, that a nozir tomei restarts his cycle of naziris tahara. as soon as he brings the carbon chatas and the carbon asham, even before bringing the carbon oila. Why? Because that's what the hahu comes to tell you, even without to bring the earth. Alma, what do I see from this? That oilas nazir lav doirenhu. I see it's not a present, because if it's a present, bring it. I can always bring, every day of the week I can bring. Not every day of the week, not Shabbos, Kodesh, not Yom Tov, but otherwise I can always bring an oilas oif. Is a bazoi, the kaporetl is, alma oilas nazir lav doirenhu, the kaporetl yaba. The ikrabon, the amr, the el, that oila doirenhu, and my late tabi oilas oif, who's stopping you? I will be shayful of bala, the ain and the zira. Big deal, bring it. Anybody, doesn't have to be a nazir or nazira, anybody can go and bring an oila soy. Elavadai Rabbi Shmoyle, the Sfirale Oila de Nazir, Lav Doirinho. It's a choiva. And that's the chiddush of this brisa, that since the Haforis of Baal is Baal Meker Okar, you no longer have to bring any of the choivas, they all fall away. Don't bring the oila soy, because this is not a present, this is a choiva. Don't bring your choivas, because she has no choiva anymore. She is now a muferis, no longer nazir. Everybody would certainly agree that a chatas is not a doin. You can't just go and bring a chatas bin a dova. If you're telling you it's meifa, there's no chi of chatas. What's going on over here? It's chulam bazara. What's going on? V'yesh loyman. Number one, like we just learned now. The Alva Bishahafer law, even though he was made for Nechal to bring that kapara because of Mitzayim and Hayayim. Hilkach, Chatas Maisi. Why? Now the key words. Since we find elsewhere that chatas bo, you have to add the word chatas oif bo ala safik, that the chatas oif is brought by safik. Where do we find that? By ayuladas is gam kan ba'alila koltu, with any type of excusala, that's a kleinigkeit, even with a small little svara, mevi chatas oif av oilas oif kim in the lav doyinu. It's a choiva here, it's not a doyrain. Lematzio asuya kim in the heifel of bala, that you can't bring anymore. So any type of real chiv. No, you can't bring it. He was meifer. It'd be a chul bazar. But since chatas oif, I find bali the kol, I find in other contexts that we are meikel. So we're meikel over here the chatas oif as well, because of loza kapar, because it's here atzmei man. Hi.
Yeah, but in the case that you let us, she also has to bring an olasa oif.
Yeah, of
so
course.
So olasa oif is part of a package. Right. So why not here too? If you're gonna export the halachas of chatas of al safek, it was part of a contract.
I'm importing, not exporting.
You're gonna carry over the paradigm of the chatas of al safek, and it compares with the olas of al nedava al toro.
Yeah, but that oila sa'if you can do mitzvah tonight. Over here you can't do it tonight. What's it tonight? If it's Mekar Okar, it's a Megas Gaius. We already poshit that it's Mekar Okar and it's not Megas Gaius. According to this Bryson. So therefore there's no chiv whatsoever. There's no suffix over here. And therefore you don't bring the oila sa'if, you don't bring the carbon asham, zero. So why do you bring the chatas sa'if if it's mufar, there's nothing left? Because you have Rav Lozer Kappa that says, Yodua Shikul Chet. And since we find elsewhere by the Yoledis that there is an inyan of bringing a chatas oif, even if it's not a clear cut absolute requirement, even though it's clouded and shrouded in mystery, nevertheless you bring it. See here too, because it was a kapper, you go and bring this karma chatas oif, notwithstanding that he was meifer, because she was mitzayir atzma min hayayim. So it's a combination of these parts.
I'll tell you why, because the end of the website.
Yeah.
If any little thing, you're not very clever with somebody, bring the chatz aside, why not?
Okay.
I mean, that's the
end
of the site. But you know what I thought of as far as maybe
it's
smarter and how farther.
Yeah.
Even though it's smacked, a sliver is left over.
Uh-huh.
So, man, it's really a special thing here.
What is left over? Wine is left over for the other. Okay.
A sliver.
A sliver. A very thin sliver. Okay. So any more about this?
It's a smart about me.
Yeah. Zayig. So Rabbi Yisrael, let's continue on. Metaranka. Zorki more about it. Rabbi Yisrael. I know that's very gishmak, but we have the next shtickl gemara is even more gishmak. Okay, we continue on. Shteit Vaita in the Mishnah. You have this person who was a civilian. He was in the Beis HaChayim, and he took upon himself a neder of Naziris. And we had a whole big machloikas of Yechon Rish Lakish, what the effect is. Tiyufta at the end. Zerfai. Okay. Now the Mishnah said, what happens? Yotza. He left the Beis HaChayim. V'nichnas. And he went back into the Beis HaChayim. Oyle menamin, you can start counting the days of Tahara. Because he left the Beis HaChayim and he went back to the Beis HaChayim. What's going on over here? Faith the Yomara. Ketani, only in a minion. That you can already start counting the days. Mishum the Yotza, Chalalei Naziris. Because he left the Beis HaChayim and then he returned into the Beis HaChayim. Then you start the Naziris over again. What's going on? So on the surface, it would look like Yotza and Nichlas all happened on the same day. That we tell him, hey, Nazir, get out! After all, you're Nazi. What are you doing, basically? Okay, he gets out, and 5 minutes later, he goes back in. So, what does that
it's
make sense?
It's called a going out, according to this. That's
out. So, Shmuel, no, we left out a few words. Kigoin Shiyotza, he left the Beis HaChayim for a week. Viza, and he had the Hazor on Shlishi. Vishana, and he had the Hazor on Shvi. Vitaval, and it get toiveled. And what happened after that? And then after that, he was Nichnas. Okay. Now you start going and counting again. The Nazir Sahara, Oilim and Aminya means we start counting. And this Mandiyama holds like the Mandiyama that we learned yesterday, that you don't have to wait until day number 8, but on day number 7 itself, you start counting the fresh new Nazirs. Zerfai. Zokti Gemara, Ella. So let me understand. So the Nichnas means that he went back into the Beis HaChayim on day number 7. In other words, he was out for 7 days. On day number 7, Hazor Shvi, Tvila, and guess what? Boom! Now he decides to go back in. So before he started going back in, he already became a Nazir Tohar. Oilim and Aminyan, he starts counting the new Nazirs. But now, Nichlas, he goes back in. So it says, Oilim and Aminyan. So Frank Timora, Ella Nichlas, who Oilim and Aminyan? Nichlas, Ein Oilim and Aminyan. What happens if he wouldn't have gone into the Beis HaChayim? And he would stay outside. Okay, well, let's wait another few days. Don't start immediately. It's only if he goes back to the Beis HaChayim, now he starts in the Nazirs Tahar, and then he becomes stomach. Does that make any sense? What's going on? No. Let me buy you a comment. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Let me buy you Yotza. Avadir, if he left and he didn't return to the Beis HaChayim for the next year, Avadir, he goes through his 7 days of Ziris Tumah, and then he goes in Ziris Tahara, Oilim and Aminyan, Al Zegut. But Ella Filin Nichnas, even though he went back in on day number 7, Oilim and Aminyan means that he started counting a brand new Ziris Tahara, and at this point, when the Ziris, when he leaves and he starts counting his 7 days, since he was already a Nozir, Shenitma, now in this case he'll have to have Teglachas and he'll have to bring his Kabonis on day number 8. Because as you remember, we learned back in the Mishnah, the beginning of our Perek, that a person that took upon himself Nazirus when he was in the Beis HaChayim, then when he comes out, he does not have to bring his Kabonis on day number 8. And we asked the Shaila, does he have to have Tiglachas on day number 7? Reb Pinchas was very upset about that. I mean, how can you go and even ask such a Shaila? Isn't it a package deal? But the good news was that the Fida Maskana Sigamaritaka is a package deal. And either you have Tiglachas plus Kabbalas, or you have no Tiglachas and no Kabbalas. But you don't have Tiglachas without Kabbalas. But a Nozir that took upon the Zeris when he was pre-existing tummy, such as being in the cemetery, he comes out, he doesn't bring kabbonis, he doesn't have tiglach. But on day number 7, after he toivul and after hazor, then he starts his naziris tahara immediately. And what happens if now he became a nozitar? He traipsed back into the Beis HaChayim nochamo. When he comes out, he'll have to count 7 days with tiglachas and with kabbonis, and that's what our Mishnah is telling you. The loymi boy yotza, not only the person who left and didn't return, but afilu nichnas, even though he went back on day number 7, back into the Beis HaChayim, oylem and aminyan, he started counting his richtig and aziris, and therefore he will have to bring kabbonis with teglachas. It's omelet of kahana veravasi lerav. when they heard this whole discussion, that this is what Shmuel had interpreted the Mishnah, so they said to Rav, as you know, Rav and Shmuel, of course, were contemporaries, and they had two separate yeshivas, and it says in the Gemara that the Talmidim of Rav said to Rebbe, "My time will be mafarshes lan kehalei mili. When we learned this Mishnah, we just learned it very quickly, and we don't remember that you learned it so beautifully like Shmuel with a ganz explanation. It doesn't mean Yotze v'Nichnas on the same day like a Psamashgiach as a Yotze v'Nichnas. It means he went out mit 7 days, mit Tazor, mit Vila, and he went back in, and then day number 7 of the Minyan. Why didn't you explain it so beautifully?" So he said to the Talmidim, "I figured you understood Pshat on your own. I didn't need to explain it to you. That's why I didn't explain it. But now that you feel that you need the explanation, Shmuel had good kizokt, and he said a beautiful Pshat in the Mishnah." Good. Now this was according to the Tanakam. Rebbe Lezer argues on one major point. What is his major point? We said that what happens if, let's start again. We have our Noza that became Tomei, and he started off as a regular civilian, and he was in the base of Chaim, and as a result he was Tomei, and now he takes upon himself in the Zeros. He comes out of the base of Chaim because we tell him, get out of here, and he starts counting his 7 days, Shlishu Shvi, Tvila. Now it's day number 7, and he started once again counting the Zeros Tahara. And on that same day, Nichnasi went into the Beis HaChayim. So the Torah says, "Hayom Rishonim Yiplu." He'll come out that day, the next day, whenever he may stay in the Beis HaChayim 30 days. It says in the Mishnah, whenever he comes out, he'll count 7 days. When the whole 7 day period is finished, then he's going to start again from square one, from day number one, because whatever he counted, it goes poof. Says Reb Leizer, "I respectfully disagree." What does that mean? That if he goes back in on the same day that he started in the Zeros Tahara, on day 7, which is day number 1 for him, he doesn't lose that first day. And therefore, after 7 days pass, and he starts his Zeros Tahara again, you don't say he has to have 30 new days, he only has to have 29 new days. Why is that? Because he darshins in the Mishnah, "Vayomim harishoinim yiplu b'loshin rabim." It's got to be that 2 days are lost. Since, according to you, if he went back in the same day, he would only lose 1 day. It's not a Yom Rishonim. And therefore, this halacha of Yom Rishonim doesn't apply, only if he went back in on day number 2. We'll see in the Gemara in the Amud Beis, it'll be a shaila, maybe only if he goes back in on day number 3, because we want Yomim Rishonim, 2 days to fall away. But the Gemara is going to go and say this is like one of the Mitzvos of Yom Kekulos that we've said before, that if the Nozer were to go in on day number 2, so his previous day 1, which was day 7 of his purification, day number 1 he loses, and that same day that he goes back into the Beis HaChaim, he also loses that day. So then when he comes out and he counts 7 days of Tahara, he'll have to start again from day number 1 from scratch. So if he goes back in on day number 1, he doesn't lose anything. Quite to the contrary, when he finishes Tahara, he starts on day number 2 immediately. However, if he went into Beis HaChaim on day number 2, and he comes out after 7 days, he has to start from day number 1, because he Yom HaRishonim Yiplu. This is Reb Leizer. Yeah?
Just a small point. In case of the Lezer, Yom HaRishonim Yiplu, if you have a regular Nazir who's Tavar, and on the first day he becomes Tavar...
Same thing applies. In other words, not only... let's wait till we get to the Gemara, you'll see. Well, the question that Barry was asking is, does this only apply in such an unusual case of the person that started off as a civilian, and he was Tomei, and he became a Nazir? Or would this even apply to a regular Nazir? Meaning, a regular, normal Nazir, I haven't been to the cemetery in 10 years, I became a Nazir now, and on that first day he becomes Tomei. Okay, had become Tomei, Oyla Mess, whatever it was, he became Tomei. So now, 7 days, he starts counting again. Does he start from square one, from day 1, or from day 2? Same achoikis according to Tanakama, even if it's the first day, you start from square one. According to Blazer, if it's the first day, you at least got your 1 day, and then you only have 29 more days. Good. Now that we made this also so simple, we'll see that that's going to be a ganze shaila of Ula, Mitrova, Mitabaya. You'll see that'll be the Maskana Sagamar. It's Oma Ula. Lo Yom HaRablazer, when did HaRablazer say this thing about the Yom HaRishonim Yiplu? Ella! betamei shenozar. We're talking about a person that was originally tamei in the Beis HaChayim, and he took upon himself nezirus. Abenozer darshin in mar filiyoy mechatzoyser, which was Barry's kasha even on the first day. Now this is not what Reb Lezer said. This is what Ula said, explaining Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer only said this day of differentiating between one day and 2 days by the Tomei Shenozar, but not the Nozir Tohar Shinit. Azei Zot Ula. Omer Rav, my time, Reb Lezer. What would be the Svara of Ula Alibid Reb Lezer? Omer Kra, it says, Kitomei Nizroi. What means Kitomei Nizroi? Mishum de Betomei Nozar. Now these words, Kitomei Nizroi, follow immediately after Vayomim Harishoinim Yiplu, Kitomei Nizroi. Oh, what means Kitomei Nizroi? Is Nazirus became Tomei. But rather what it means is, Mishum de Betoma Nozar. He's darshing the words Tomei Nizroi, that he was first Tomei, and then he became Nizroi. How? Because he was already in the Beis HaChayim, and then he took upon himself the Nazirus. In such a case, Vayom Rishonim Yiplu, it's got to be 2 days and not one day, like we said.
And maybe it should be nothing if it's not that case.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the whole din of steed is only said in the case with Tom and Israel.
Uh-huh.
Tom and Israel doesn't say Yiplu and Amenya, according to this.
I understand. So you're saying is perhaps every knows that there shouldn't be a Bechlal Saisa.
I'm just
saying. Listen, yeah, very good. Why should a person go to a cemetery anyway? It's probably as a yard site, a shloshim. See a lot of going.
But people sometimes go on cemeteries just to even follow the tradition.
Yeah, chleis. You have to be careful. Torah shalemaisim. Abad the brisk is gainish. Good. Anyway, we're talking about mas. Zoygevayzen and zoygevayn the mas. As Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye asks the kasha on Ula's pshat in Reb Lezer. Remember, what did Ula say? Reb Lezer is only in the case of Tomei Shenozar, not a normal Nozir that became Tomei. So now we have a Braisa. Hareini Nozir Mei Yoim. He took upon him as in Siris, not 30 days, 100 days. V'nitma Betchilas Mei. And he becomes Tomei on day number one. First day. I would think it's soyser, and you got to start all over again from day one. Tamaloyim of yom rishonim yiplu. Actually, yom rishonim zayin le rishonim. This is obviously Reb Lezer speaking, right? Even though it doesn't identify, it's obviously Reb Lezer. Nevertheless, are we talking about a tomei shenozar, or are we talking about a nozir shenitma? Shteit of a fetish. Hare nozir me yoyim venitma. Not like Ula. And that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha, the Tiyufta. But before we get to the Tiyufta, we have to go through the whole Braisa a little bit, explaining Reb Lezer in greater detail. Zog gets right to the Braisa. V'zeh ein l'rishayim. Nikma b'soifnei. What happens now if it's not at the beginning of the 100 days, but at the very end, meaning on day 100? Oha! He becomes Nebuch Tomei, he's going to have to start again. I would think he's got to start from the beginning. Now what does it have to do with anything? Because since it says Rishoinim, Mechlal De'ika Achroinim, if the Torah talks about, it doesn't say Yomim Yiplu, it says Yom Rishoinim, what's that? It says Rishoinim. Zukti Rishoinim, there must be something corresponding on the other side of the coin, Duzen the Achroinim. And what means Achroinim? That the first days fall away, but the later days, they stay in place. What's for the later days? V'zein Le'achroinim. He doesn't have two later days because he became Tomei on the final day, not the day before the final day. So in other words, what the Bryce is doing is it's expanding on the halach of Reb Lezer of our Mishnah. That we thought until now that the din of Stira, that Reb Lezer differentiates between the first day and the second day. It's only Bahascholas on the Zirus. The Bryce tells us that Reb Lezer also applies this Svara to the Soif of the Zirus. That what one do we say, the Stira of all the days? Only if it's on the 99th day and not on the 100th day. Because if it's on the 100th day, there's only one Yoim Achroin left, and it's got to be Yomim Rishonim Mechlal De'ika Achroinim, and that's why Taka the Brisa continues on. Then Nitma B'Yoim Meya Chaser Achas. If it's on day 99, Yoch Lo Yisoyis, I would think there is no Stira. Tamaloy Meyom Rishonim Yiplu Mechlal De'ika Achroinim V'Zei Yesh Lo Rishonim V'Achroinim. This has both Rishonim and Achroinim, meaning that it became Tomei on.
You can have Rishonim in one Achroin. You don't have to have parallelism in the.
Why not?
Because
apparently they don't hold.
No, it's That's a good deal.
No, he's Machzeh Shachrayim and Rishonim.
He doesn't like what the Gemara says. You have a Yom Achron.
I would assume that the basis of the drasha is it could have said Vahayomim Shel Naziris, Hayomim Shel Tahara Yiplu. Why does it say Yomim Rishonim? Rishonim is the first days. We're talking about Bamasa Bracious in times of Adam Rishon. Yom Rishonim means that the first days of his Naziris. And just say Vayomim of his Naziris, of Naziris Tahara. But the fact is, his Rishonim apparently, the Blessed feels that that's sufficient for a Svaro, or maybe he had the Kabbalah from his Rebbes, that the Rishonim comes to tell you an implication that there's also Achronim. So there's got to be 2 days left at the end. So therefore,
means at least 2 days.
Exactly. So therefore, if he becomes Tameh on 99th day or in a regular Naziris on the 29th day, oh, so there's 1 day left, oh, Yom Rishonim and the Yom Achronim Yiplu, and you got to start from the beginning. However, if it's on the final day, I don't have the Rishonim Achronim, and therefore it would not fall away. Okay, anyway, this is the conclusion of the Braisa. You cannot explain this Bryce is talking about a person that was originally Tomei and became a Nozir. Look what it says in the Bryce. Oh, so you see he was Nozir first and then he became Tomei second. Which is obviously Rebbe Lezer speaking. That's why Ulis Ogifreit, and that's why when you asked your question before, does this apply to a regular Nazir? The answer is yes. This halacha of Reb Lezer applies to every Nazir, say a Nazir Shenitma, and say a Tomei Shenazar, that on the first day, you don't lose any days, only if you become Tomei on day number 2. Omni Repopuli Abaye, Halein Yomim de Kamrinan. So this, we spoke about this briefly before. Yomim Rishonim, 2 days after fall away, L'choyre, shouldn't it mean that he becomes Tamei on day number 3, and therefore he loses the benefit of the Yom Rishonim, the 2 days of Tahara, from before? It's only Rapop Le'amaya, Halein Yom Dekamrinan, the Nofik Chad, U'maschilin Train. Are we learning like we learned until now, that 1 day has already been finished, and now he's into his second day, and he becomes Tamei on day number 2? Oi, Dilma Denafkin Train, that 2 days already passed, and he really started his third day, and he becomes Tamei on day number 3. This is what Rapapa asked Abaye. Lehabiyodei Abaye didn't know. Also, Shailer, I'm sorry. The nafkamin is how many days you have to count. In other words, according to the Blezet, that distinguishes between day 1 and day 2, you can say the same difference between day 2 and day 3. That what? The marshal of the person becomes Tamei on day number 2, according to the way we learned until now. Then after that he has his 7 days of Tumah, Tahara, he purifies himself. And then you have to start all over again from day number 1. If you tell me, however, that this only applies on the third day, so if he becomes Tumah on day number 2, he'd only have to add 28 more days. The Yom Rishonim lo yiplu, they're not going to fall away, and he only has to, so you're going to say, ah, big deal, 28 days, 29 days, 30 days. The guy wants to drink wine, the guy wants to take a haircut, the guy wants to go into the Beis HaChaim, he's dying to go into this cemetery. Anyway, so labor the guys.
Why 3, why not 4, why not 5?
Yes, usually Yomim and Rishonim. Yomim is 2, Rishonim is 2, you can even say 5, and you
might
say,
no,
number 1, we always have a kalal that miyut rabim shnayim. So you always go the minimum, which is 2. That you have taka sometimes gemara to say, let's add this and let's add this. They have this pekabola. We can make up these drushes on our own. You probably meant this in a spirit of to be a little jocular. But anyway, beginning back to our gemara, zog the gemara nachamul. So asa shayla rova. So Rapapa asked rova, this shayla is a day 2 or day 3? Amalezi told him yipluk. So say yipluk. So what's the raya from yiplu? So the toisis says over here, it's a long, long toisis, but it's the final line of toisis. The toisis says, if you look at the toisis omelir apopel abay halin yomim, which starts about 6-7 lines before the wide lines. Right? It's a big toisis omelir apopel abay halin yomim. Now skip down to where it says loshen hagoa. With this loshen hagoa, this is 4 lines before the end of the toisis. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, right after the 2 dots. Loshen hagoa omelir yipluksiv mashma nefila koldu. The rabbis shloibonami yoim shalem. The side it changes a little bit, not shloibo, but rather the loibo inami yoim shalem. The Yiplu tells us a nefila kaldo, any type of nefila, and therefore you don't have to have two full Yomim Rishonims, even partial Yomim Rishonims. And in fact, it will be partial, and you could even theoretically have less than 24 hours. How can you have less than 24 hours? Whenever the person takes upon himself Naziris at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's already his first day. Everybody holds Mixiyam Kekula in day number 1. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he starts Naziris. That's day 1. Day number 2, 10 o'clock in the morning, he continues his Naziris, and boom, Nembach Yomas Meis Olam Pesach Pisayim, he becomes Tamei. That's already day number 2. How many hours has he been a Nazir? From 5 the previous day till 10 the next morning. But nevertheless, for our purposes in the Vila Koldu, it's already 2 days. If he becomes Tamei today, says Reblazer, oh, today became Tamei, then you have to start from square 1 after the 7 days. However, had he become Tamei on day 1 at 5:30, he would have at least gained 1 day, and you only have to count now 29 more days.
All your examples are always daylight examples. So you want to use Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The person was an Arei Nazir at midnight. Became Tamei at 4 a.m.
So if you remember, we had this Nigmar the other day, where the Nigmar says, Ha Baha Talia, that if you hold that Laila Lamachus is man, if you hold Laila is Machus is man, so if you hold it, you can bring Havos Kobenoisa that night. It's just a technicality that the base ring, then the Zeres Tahara starts at night. But if you tell me no, that Laila is Machus is man, it's not as man Havos Kobenoisa. Only the next day, then the Zeres Tahara will start the night. Anyway, continuing back in our Gemara, is Okimar Omale Yipluksev. So what do we learn from this Yiplu? That it's day number 2. You don't have to wait until day number 3 because in the Fila Koldu. What do I have to have both? Hayomim Harishoinim, which tells you two, and Yiplu. Like Taka the Havamina, like a Papa Shaila. Maybe Taka have 2 full days of Naziris and only when he comes Tomei on day number 3. It's Kasa Rachmani Yiplu in the Fila Koldu. Because of Yiplu, because of Yomim, have a min afilachad. I would learn the word Yiplu, even though there's a bissel shver, because a Yiplu is a chaloshin rabin. But nevertheless, I would have thought that maybe lav dafka and afilah koldu, even day number 1, and that Reb Lezer would agree with the chachomim that even you only become tummy on day number 1, you lose your 30 days, and you got to start all over again from day number 1. Because Rachmani Yomim to tell you no, it's taka 2 day din, and therefore, if the person becomes tummy on day number 2, then it's Yom Rishon Yiplu, you got to start from square 1. But if it's day number 1, then you do not lose day 1, and you only lose, and therefore you start from day 2, after the 7 days of purification. Good.
The Yiplu could go on all the people when it happens.
The Pinchas reminds me, one of the Mefarshim explains, if you can tell me Yiplu means day number 1, you don't have it's Choloshin Rabin. So the Mefarshim say, it's talking about all the Nazirim that became Tamei Matavel, not Yankel or Beryl. Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel, and everybody else. In that type of matziv, for them, Yomim Yishoim Yiplu, but 1 day and not 2 days.
And Yomim, but Yomim means meet Yom Shnayim.
Yeah.
That's a couple,
that's for sure. Always meet Yom Shnayim. Yishok the Mishnah Bait, this Mishnah is very, very simple. It's hard to grasp the severity of the Mishnah, but it's a very simple Mishnah. Just like we learned in the previous Mishnah, you had a civilian that was in the Beis HaChayim, and he took upon himself Nazirus. He is a person who's a civilian who lives in Chutz La'aretz, but not in the Beis HaChayim. However, as we know, throughout Shas, the Torah tells us that the Chachamim were Goyzer at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that a person who lives in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz HaAmim is Mitameh. Just living, just walking, just traveling in Eretz HaAmim. The reason for that is because in Chutz La'aretz, the Goyim were not Makbid to Mitzayim the Kvarim. They would bury a person anywhere and everywhere. And so therefore, wherever you're walking in Eretz Am, you can be walking on top of a mess. And therefore, it was a real messy situation out in the Eretz Am. Okay. As we, yeah. See good? Good. So now you have a person who lives in Eretz Am, or he was traveling in Eretz Am, and he takes upon himself Naziris. So it's akin to a person being in the Beis HaChayim. Of course, it's Rabban and Tati Araisa, for sure. But nevertheless, it's similar in concept that the person took upon himself Naziris in Eretz Am. What happens? Misha knows a Naziris Harbe. Naziris Harbe is not like we learned until now, multiple Naziris, but it means even a long Naziris, even for a year. Well, the Mishnah is going to give us an example of 7 years. And he finished off the Gans and Naziris b'tahara, that he never touched a mess, but he's in chutzlars. V'yachav balaris, and now he comes to Eretz Yisrael. A machloikim between Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Beishamai omrim, nozir shloishim yad. Since his whole Naziris was a rabbinical tumah, he lived Eretz Amim, you gotta start again, harini nozir, for 30 days, even though it was a Naziris Harbi, it was for a year. This din of Tumas Am, it's not 100%, it's chasofik. So they made a knas and they said, you know what? You're in Eretz Yisrael now. Now be Mekayim Yareni Nozir for 30 days in Yoyotz. Beis Hillel Amrim, Beis Hillel, as you know, is usually the Mekel. Here the Beis Hillel is the Grois HaMachmir. He says, Nozir Batchili, you got to start again from the beginning, Rabbi Yisai, from day one, as if nothing happened. Because now you left the Beis HaChaim, you left the Eretz Amrim, you're now in Eretz Yisrael. So now the Mishnah gives us a very extreme example. Maase behilni amalka. We know Hilni Amalka was a very choshuva lady, and she was a grace of Machmira. If you remember, the Gemara tells at the beginning of Masech the Sukkah, right, that she had a little baby that was born, and she made schach over the crib for the baby so that he would be in the Sukkah during Sukkot. Anyway, so Maase behilni amalka, shaholach b'no l'milchama, her son went out to Milchama. Who was her son? Gemara doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't identify, but in the Sefer Baba Basra, Rashi says in Daf Yud Aleph that Hilni Amalka was the mother of Munvaz Hamelech, and so therefore it could be
Munvaz
that this
is mentioned.
Yes, exactly, he's mentioned a number of times in Shas. So Machloikis. So Rashi says in the Sefer Baba Basra that Munvaz, the son of Hilni, and Hilni, the mother of Munvaz, were both from Beis Chashmoinoim, from the Chashmoinoim after the Mass of Hanukkah. However, Marsha says that he looked it up in the Sefer Yochsin, that in fact Hilni Amalka and Munvaz come from Gedim and not from the Chashmoinoim. It's a machlokes. Anyway,
because
Hordes. Yeah. Okay. Maybe this could be before that. Anyway, so Hilni Amalka shaholach b'no l'mechama, either Munvaz or maybe she had another son that went to Mechama. The Omer, and she said, "Yovi b'nei b'no l'mechama b'shalom, hey Nazira Shava Shanim," and this is in Chutzlar. And she was Afrima, and she was Makayim, by Sazir, Sheva Shanim. Ubisayf Sheva Shanim, Ultilarit, she went now of Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And now she comes to Beis Hillel, Vazalachtat, by Ruah Beis Hillel, she Nazira, Oid Sheva Shanim, Achiriz, you gotta start from the beginning. Oh, 14 years. But that's not so bad, Rabbi Yisai. Ubisayf Sheva Shanim, at the end of the 7 years on the final day, according to Rabbi Lezer, one day before the final day, Nitmes. Nimtz Nazira Esrim Biachashona, 21 years. Ihetas Amaisa, 21 years. Her husband should have been Mefer. Maybe she wasn't married. Anyway, maybe she was. She should have gone to Bezim Mimatir. All right. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lehoisa Nazira El Arba Esri. Shona was only 14.
She wasn't Choisa.
Anyway, it wasn't 21. It was only 14. Where does Rabbi Yehuda come from? That we'll see in tomorrow's Gemara. Why he disagrees. But we'll learn another few lines of Rabbi Yisai. Don't be nervous. Just to finish off one shtickle over here. Tani Reisha. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we said the Bishami Omrim that if a person took upon himself an extended Nazirus and he moves to Eretz Yisrael, Shloishim Yoy. Basil Omrim, Nazim Betchim, you gotta start from the beginning. What's the Svara? Lame Baha Miflegi, the Bishami Sabri, Eretz Amishim, Gush Gozro Leah. O Basil Sabri Mishim, Avir Gozro Aleha. There's a big machloikis in Mefarshim what the Girsa of the Gemara is, but we'll learn with our Girsa. And according to our Girsa, what the Gemara is telling us is that there's a famous machloikis throughout Shas where the Eretz Amnu only goes your gush. Gush means the earth, the surface, or even the avir, or even the air. So you're going to tell me, what's the nafkamina of a person who's walking on the street? He's in the avir and he's on the gush. What happens if he's walking b'shidateva u'migdal, like we had a few days ago? It wasn't hermetically sealed, but it was sealed. Anyway, and as a result, he is not walking in Eretz Amim. He's flying over in a helicopter or in an airplane in the Eretz Amim. If you can tell me, Mishum Gush, I never touched the Gush, so I remain tar. But if you tell Mishum Avir, if he's going in an airplane or in a helicopter or he's being carried in a box, he becomes stomach. So what's the nafkamina? So the machloik between Beisham Beisil is Beisham holds that the tumah was not a severe form of tumah. It was only gush tumah. They still said, what are you talking about? It was a severe tumah. This gezeira of the oilam, of the chacham, of Eretz Amim, even the avir. You just breathe the avir, it's already a tumas avir. Ah, that's why Beishame holds 30 days. That's why Beisil says you start from square one. To the light. To kuli amishim gusha kozulas. Kondain, everybody agrees it's only the earth and not the avir. So what's a machlokes? Push it. How much they were koines. Beishame sabri ke bistam naziris kunisna. The kanas of a person living the Eretz Amim, we only said, you know what? Only 30 days. No, drabanan. Beisil sabri, no, the kanas was a severe kanas, even though the tum is only a tumas gush and not a tumas avir. That if you made naziris in chutz laretz, you got to start again from the very beginning. Have a wonderful day.